Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Glad you're with us. Coming up, scoreboard update. You know, 5 minutes of scores. You're in the right place. The man himself, Eddie Garrison, with all the scores.
Thank you, Coach Lovell. Yes, indeed. A lot of basketball today in the state of Indiana. We've got some girls sectionals, boys high school basketball, and a lot of college basketball. And that's where we'll start the 11 o'clock hour update today. The big game in state between the Boilermakers and the Hoosiers. And the Hoosiers come out on top 79-54. They hang up 50 points in the first half, in large part because Purdue, they turned the ball over 11 times in the first half, 16 times in total on the game. Indiana did not turn it over often, only 8. Trace Jackson Davis for Indiana, 9 of 19 from the floor, 25 points. But it was Jalen Hood-Schifino stealing the show late. He scored 4 of the final 6 points for Indiana, including 2 clutch buckets late that iced the game away. He finished with 16. Trey Galloway, the only other Hoosier in double figures, he had 11. Moving over to the Purdue side, only 2 players registered double figures. That's because Zach Eady accounted for almost 50% of the scoring for Purdue. 33 points, 18 rebounds, 10 of those on the offensive end. So he had a double-double and just offensive rebounds against Indiana this afternoon. Fletcher Lawyer, he had to put up 12 shots to get to his 12 points. He only knocked down 4, including 1 of his 6 threes. Braden Smith, he was 1 for 8. He had 4 points and 6 assists. Purdue now 22-2, 6-1. In road games this year. Indiana now 12-1 at Assembly Hall, 16-7 on the season. Now moving on to IUPUI. Highlight play that you may see on SportsCenter later that Coach Lovell and Greg Rakestraw got to witness. And the Jaguars 68-53 win over the Green Bay Phoenix. IUPUI now 4-21 on the season. Butler was also in action this evening, or should I say this afternoon. They fall to Marquette. The Golden Eagles, they're ranked 14th in the AP poll, 60-52. Butler played a strong second half. They outscored the Golden Eagles 32-28. Jaden Taylor had 19 points and 7 rebounds for the Bulldogs. They're now 3-10 in Big East action and 11-13 in Thad Matta's first year at the helm, or in his return to Butler. The Demon Deacons, they go into South Bend and they defeat the Notre Dame Fighting Irish after putting up 54 points in the second half, 81-64. Notre Dame now 10-13 in Mike Bray's final go around. He will retire at the end of the season. Big in the conference, that is. Notre Dame 2-10. So the Fighting Irish have struggled in ACC play this season. The Southern Indiana Screaming Eagles, they have been one of the more quiet stories here in the state. Their first year at the Division I level, they fall today to the Morehead State Eagles. They sell out with a Screaming Eagle Arena record in terms of tickets and the loss. They're 13-12 on the season, 6-6 in the Ohio Valley. Isaiah Swope, 21 points, and this game had to go into overtime because Swope missed a three, got an offensive rebound, and then a kickout three in the corner for Southern Indiana to tie it up, but they get outscored 12-7 in the overtime period and fall 71-66. Evansville went on the road to UIC. They lost to the Flames 70-61. The Purple Aces have struggled this year. They are now 4-21 and still in search of their first conference win. They are 0-14. An overtime game, double overtime specifically, Drake and Valparaiso. This game was in Valpo, 85-82, but Drake, they come away with a 3-point win in double OT. Purdue, Fort Wayne, the Mastodons, they've had a solid year. They're 15-10 now after they fall to Detroit Mercy. That's on the road. They got outscored 47-28 in the second half in their 85-52 loss. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Eddie Garrett.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad you could join us on Indiana Sports Talk. It is brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Sectional action around the state tonight in girls basketball. It's a fun night. And just, you know, the emotion is high. I think everybody understands it. And so, you know, just so much going on. Really a lot of great matchups around the state. Down at Corydon Central, Corydon Central and Scottsburg in action tonight. We're going to get a couple of perspectives on this sectional. Corydon Central wins at 63-54. From Southern Indiana Sports Productions, Dave Sakel joins me. David, pretty good matchup in this championship game tonight, and a very, very solid win, obviously, for Corydon Central.
Well, I tell you, Coach, this was one of the most physical girls basketball games I have ever seen. We've had to have jerseys changed because there was blood on them, and I tell you, it was something else. To say the least, these girls gave it everything they got, but Corydon came away, and it was because of the second half. A young lady that I don't know how she can miss not being on the All-State team, that's Ava Weber. She scored 83 points in the three sectional games and saved the best for last. Her team trailed 25-22 at halftime. She had 10 points. She put the Lady Panthers on her back and scored 24 in the second half, finished with 34. That also set the all-time scoring mark at Corydon. She's now the all-time leading scorer for the Lady Panthers, and she did. She brought them back. They outscored Scottsburg 41-29 in the second half and pulled away late and won it by nine. But let me tell you, it was nothing, all right, but a close ball game the whole time. And I think Scottsburg just got in some foul trouble and kind of ran out of gas there at the end. But once again, just a great, great basketball game between two Mid-Southern Conference teams. And Corydon ranked sixth in the state, 24-2, and they'll move on and take on Rushville next week at Charlestown at 4 o'clock. And we'll have that game on the IHSAA-TV network and looking forward to it. But, man, it was a great game there tonight.
Well, I appreciate the call. I can tell it was an emotional night. That's for sure. Corydon Central with a win over Scottsburg. Dave Sakel from Southern Indiana Sports Productions. Thanks, Dave. Have a great weekend. Thanks for your time.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
Thanks. David Deaton from WKLO also won that game. David, you heard Dave's call. Was it a physical matchup?
It was, and it wasn't much of a surprise. It was that way in the regular season when these two teams played each other, and I got to give Scottsburg a ton of credit. This rebuild that Carrie Daniels, their head coach, has had has been fantastic. It's her third year, and this was easily her best team. They won 8 games her first year. They won 11 games last year, and then they go 19-6 this year. Mm-hmm. And this Scottsburg team really, you know, they don't really have anything to hang their heads about. They really played very well. They actually jumped ahead 12-2 in the first quarter and were up there calling the game thinking, man, Corydon's in real trouble right now. They're just not weathering the storm very well. But next thing you know, a couple of baskets here or there, and they get a late foul. Josie Vaughn, the sophomore guard for the Lady Panthers, gets a steal, goes to the basket, gets fouled, gets two free throws with no time on the clock in the first quarter. So they're only down one, and the Lady Panthers really hadn't played that well. Scottsburg really came out of the gate really well tonight, and then by halftime, the Lady Panthers had it to 3 and think, okay, well, they're still in this. They still have a lot of time to figure things out, and Corydon really turned up the pressure defensively in the second half. They started trapping a lot harder, started forcing turnovers, and Ava Weber really played well. And, Coach, I can tell you this. I've gotten a chance to meet her and gotten a chance to know her over the last couple of years. As great a player as she is an even better young lady. She is going to have a bright future ahead of her. I mean, she breaks the all-time scoring record, and she got it with her 20th point at the end of the third quarter, broke Lynn Johnson's 23-year-old record there at Corydon Central. Mm-hmm. And this Lady Panther team wins their first sectional title in 10 years. They're 18th in school history. And for the first time since 2004, they actually won the sectional the year they hosted it as well. So this was a historic night for this program, a very good team this year. This team is just so good. Ava gets all the headlines, and she deserves all the credit that she gets, but she's got so many good players around her. Josh Conrad's an excellent coach. They have a very good coaching staff, and they really care for each other, too, and that's really carried them far here these last 2 years. As they've gone 45-5 now the last two seasons.
That's impressive. Is Ava committed to play?
No, not at this point. And kind of surprising because I've talked to her coach, Josh Conrad, about that. And he's like, well, I've not really seen many colleges come after her. She has visited some places, but we haven't seen anything yet on that. But I mean, for her to come out in the second half and play the way she did was quite impressive. Right, and this team was really impressive.
All right. Can you hang on through this break?
Sure. No problem.
All right. David Deaton from WKLO and I will continue to talk girls sectional down in Corydon Central. This is Indiana Sports.
With this Network Indiana Sports Talk scoreboard updates, I'm at a Garrison Class 2A girls sectional finals. Andrean sectional, they were competing in their own sectional, and they come away with their own championship after dismantling North Newton 77-21. LaVille, South Central of Union Mills, that's in the North Judson sectional, and LaVille falls by a dozen to South Central of Union Mills, 52-40. Central Noble and Westview, that's in the Central Noble sectional, and Westview falls by 16 points after Central Noble's defense holds Westfield to 28. Central Noble scores 44. In the Lewis Cass sectional, the two teams combined to score 90. Separation between the two teams, only one field goal. 46-44 was the final score. North Miami, they defeat Pioneer. The Bluffton sectional was between Fort Wayne Lures and Adams Central. And Fort Wayne Lures doubles up Adams Central and then a little bit more. 68-33 final score. Lures advances on to regional play. Lafayette Central Catholic, they were competing in their own sectional championship against Carroll of Flora, 52-44, and they will advance on into regional play this upcoming week. Eastbrook and Tipton, 36-30 final score. Eastbrook will advance. That's in the Blackford sectional. The Wapahani sectional featured LaPel and Winchester, and Winchester falls to LaPel, 52-47. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Eddie Garrison.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Just ahead of, we're going to talk a little Butler men and women's basketball coming up, but we return to David Deaton from WKLO on the Corydon Central win in their own sectional earlier today. Did you do a boys game earlier today or just do the girls game?
We were just with the girls game tonight, Coach. So, yeah, we got a chance to do a sectional championship. So, it was just a good day just to be able to do that, if nothing else.
What's the regional matchup?
Let's see. The regional will be next Saturday. It'll be at Charlestown, and it'll be the Regional 15 Championship. The Lady Panthers of Corydon Central will take on the Rushville Lady Lions, who won yet another sectional championship tonight. Mm-hmm. They've won more sectionals than any girls program in the state and won their third in a row tonight, beating Lawrenceburg. I saw that earlier. So Rushville, Melissa Marlowe, 23rd-year head coach. 14-13 record, but you know Rushville's a very proud girls basketball program. Got a very rich heritage, and they're used to being in this position year after year. So this will be a challenging matchup for Corydon Central. Rushville's not the biggest team, but they play physical. They play some man to man, some zone. And I remember seeing them a few years ago and seeing them mix some things up. But they've got some girls who can shoot too. So this will be a good matchup for Corydon Central. The last time that they played in a regional championship in 2013. They actually played Rushville in that game and lost a close one to the Lady Lions that day. And so the Lady Panthers back in the regional, got a chance to win this one next Saturday, win that, get to the semi-state and see what happens from there. But this will be a good matchup for this Lady Panther team. And being at Charlestown, it's not too far away, so I'm sure the Lady Panther fans will show up in droves. And the really great crowd tonight in the sectional championship. And really just a terrific atmosphere for this championship game tonight between Corydon Central and Scottsburg. And this Lady Panther team has been playing very well here late in the season and looking forward to seeing if they can carry that on next week in this regional championship.
He's David Deaton from WKLO. David, thank you. I always appreciate it and have some fun next weekend.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much. Mark Minner joins me, the voice of the Butler Bulldogs. Mark Minner, how are you tonight?
Coach, it's great to talk to you. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
You know what? I've missed you the last couple of weeks. I know travel in the Big East is not easy. I fully understand it. I'm looking at a score, Marquette beating the Dogs today, turning them over 19 times and beating them in Milwaukee. Dogs having some difficulty on the road right now.
Yeah, having some challenges. I would say that today was what I would call a step forward, probably. No moral victories, certainly, in college basketball. But if you look at the margin of loss that the Bulldogs had in some of the conference games coming into this, and with Chuck Harris out today because of concussion protocol against a top 15 team on the road celebrating what they call National Marquette Day, I think there could have been a lot of challenges, especially, Coach, they got down 16-3 in the first 5 minutes of the game, and they responded back with a 10-0 run. They had it within five with 44 seconds left. In the first half, it ended up at a 12-point halftime deficit. Couldn't Mark, make the shot they needed to down the stretch. Can you hear me, Coach?
I lost you for a second. You sound great. Jaden Taylor has a great night, has 19, his third best scoring output of the year, and they needed every bit of it, and he also had 7 rebounds. You can't ask a kid to do more than he did tonight.
No, I thought Jaden played really well. He's been the Bulldogs' best scorer on the road this season, averaged 14 a game coming in away from Hinkle, and had a really strong night or afternoon, had the first 8 points of the game for Butler when they needed him. Jaden, as you mentioned, grabbed 7 rebounds. He also grabbed 3 steals. He was locked in. He got the start instead of Chuck Harris back in the lineup. I thought Jaden did a really nice job and helped keep Butler in there early in the first half for sure, and then down the stretch allowed him to stay close. But, you know, the other thing is this is the number one offense, Marquette, number one offense in the country. And so for Butler to hold them just to 60 points when they were averaging over 80-something a game, I thought they did a nice job defensively. The challenge was just didn't execute. But for a team like Butler who – coming into the game had only had 4 of their 23 games with single-digit margins. It was a big step forward given the caliber of team that Marquette was on the road without Chuck Harris tonight. But something to hopefully build on for this team as they rebounded better, as they more resilient. But they've got a couple home tests next in St. John's and Xavier this week.
So when you're trying to rebuild a program – you're in a conference, and how many teams are in the top 25 with the Big East right now? It seems like everybody.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you've got, I mean, when your seventh place team in the conference is Villanova, it just goes to show you, you've got really, really good caliber teams right now. You got 5 of them. Marquette, which is a top 15 team now in the country, was picked to finish 9th in the conference. What Shaka Smart's done with that program, they're now 11-2 in conference play. Providence, Creighton, UConn, you get on the list. Xavier this year, a lot of talented teams. And so, you know, there's not really, you know, you think about those get-right games. Georgetown certainly struggled, but there's not really those games night in, night out to be able to do that. So you're trying to figure it out, and it seems like through conference play, Butler's had a different player out each game. But I think that the biggest thing for Thad and the staff is figuring out, number one, how do we stay more competitive in games? And I thought today they took a big step forward with that. The real test now will be, can you build on some of that?
Excuse me. I had a little sneeze there. It's a great question.
By the way, bless you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm not sure that I deserve it, but thank you.
Oh, you kidding
me? You know,
me.
Here's the – the downside of when you work in your home, when you do your show from your house, there's no cough button. As a broadcaster, you can feel my pain, right?
You got to rip the headset off. It's really difficult. There's challenges there.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, what are you supposed to do? You know, maybe getting back at Hinkle helps. St. John's, though, handled you pretty easily in New York City. Again, you know, every game you play, you're playing a really, really good basketball team. And, you know, Thad, I think, understands life in the Big East. He understands life at that level. It takes a while. We are not a patient culture. We're especially not patient as sports fans. But having rebuilt a program myself from literally the ground up, it never goes at the pace you want it to. It seldom goes at the pace you want it to, even with transfer portal and all the other stuff. You have to get incredibly lucky on some kids and have some timing that works out for you. It's hard to do, and so I always caution people. They're making progress. It'll take a while. You got the right guy and you got the right guys, but it's frustrating, but it's going to take a while.
No question. It's like climbing a mountain. It's not a straight line. You go up, and then you go down a little bit, then you go up, and you try to tinker with it. You try to play the long game. But, of course, you know, also coaches, Pat especially, you're competitive, right? You want to win games. It's not that you wake up in the morning, you scout a team to be comfortable losing. So I think the thing that they were encouraged by a little bit today was the ability to be more competitive, and especially against a top 15 team on the road, in areas where if you look at the conference play this season, they just hadn't been as competitive in those environments. So, now the question is, can you build on that? You're right. You go back into the friendly confines of Hinkle Fieldhouse. You play a St. John's team that loves to heat things up. They love to pressure the ball. They love to make things difficult. You had 22 points off turnover from Marquette against the turnovers they forced against Butler. You're going to have to get that down because St. John's looking to push the tempo. They're looking to follow that same formula on Tuesday night.
I always appreciate you making time for me because I know it's a heck of a travel schedule. Charter flights being what they are, though, allows you to get back at a reasonable time. But I appreciate you taking time. Plenty of things you could do. And so to pick up the phone and call me means a lot, and I appreciate it. Mark Minner
with the Butler Bulldogs,
Voice of the Dogs. They lose at Marquette. Have a great weekend, Mark. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. You do the same.
Thanks so much. Coming up, we'll continue our Butler segments. The one and only Brendan King will join me. He had the Butler women's team earlier today playing Villanova. So we'll talk about that when we come back after the scoreboard update with Eddie Garrison on Indiana Sports.
With this Network Indiana Sports Talk scoreboard updates, I'm Eddie Garrison. Let's get back to those girls' high school basketball scores. We're almost time for championships starting to be crowned here in Gainbridge Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis. Sectionals wrapping up this week. Regionals will wrap up the incoming week. We're now down to Class 1A Washington Township and Couts, 51-49 final score with Washington Township advancing. Triton and Argos, they're one of a handful overtime games. And Argos comes out on top over Triton, 53-49 in the Fort Wayne Blackhawk sectional. It was Lakewood Park and Bethany Christian. Bethany Christian wins by 19, 56-37 in the Tri-County sectional. North White and Tri-County went at it. 73 points combined, so it's a lower scoring game. 42-31 was the final, and Tri-County will advance on and continue their season. In the Southern Wells sectional, it was Southwood and Lakeland Christian, 59-39 with Southwood pulling out the 20-point win. In the Attica sectional, Faith Christian and Rossville. Faith Christian fell to Rossville by a bucket, 42-40. The Tri-Central sectional, Cowan and Tri-Central, and Tri-Central comes away with the win. Their defense holds Cowan to just 20 points in total, 55-20 was the final score. Tri also holds Blue River to 20 points in their win in the Randolph Southern sectional, 42-20 win for Tri tonight.
Welcome back. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network, DrivenToSaveLives.org, their website. You heard him last night on the scoreboard updates. Fantastic job, as always. It is Brendan King. Today, he has the call on the Butler women's matchup with Villanova. Nova, 78-58 winners in that one. Hello, Brendan.
What's up, Coach? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling. We're just talking some ball. I mean, it's girls and women's basketball right here on Indiana Sports Talk. Big night, as it was last night, and some great emotional wins around the state. So we're talking about regionals, obviously, next weekend. But we just talked to Mark Minner. You heard that conversation. Not a good day for Bulldog basketball.
No, Coach, but I think what Mark said, and obviously it's an honor to follow Mr. Minner as always, but yeah, a step in the right direction was made today at least. And with the way this season has been and so many lopsided scores, I think what he said is wild, that you know, four of the 24-ish games for the Dogs this year finished in single digits, whether that's on a winning or losing side. I mean, if you're going to have success in the Big East, Coach, you got to grind away games. You can't expect to win in the Big East outscoring somebody. That's impossible. That's never been done in this conference, unless your name is Villanova. And there's not a whole lot of Villanovas out there.
If
you're going to this conference, Coach, you got to defend. And they defended today against a good Golden Eagles team, came up short. But at least positive steps were made.
All right, let's talk about this women's game. You know, new coach, new players, tough league, all those good things. Villanova, strong effort today against the Bulldogs.
Well, Coach, let me put it in perspective for you. First of all, Austin Parkinson, I think he's doing a fabulous job in year number one with the Dogs. It really tough spot. You know, this is a program that won a single game a year ago, and it just was not where it needed to be. And, you know, already the Dogs, they've won seven games this year. And you go from one win to seven wins, you're doing something right if you're Austin Parkinson. But here's what you need to know about Villanova. Denise Dillon is their head coach, former great Villanova player, her third season with the Wildcats. She came over from Drexel. She turned them into a mid-major powerhouse and then went back to her alma mater. Coach, Villanova has lost one game since Christmas, and it was at UConn. That's it. And that UConn game, that was within single digits. And they're the number 19 team in the country. And, Coach, the last thing you need to know about Villanova, they have the top scorer in the nation. Her name is Maddie Segrist. She averages 28 points a game. She had 31 today. Almost... You describe her as an effortless scorer, the way that she plays. She made 31 points, Coach, look easy, quite frankly. And just a heck of a ball player. Villanova's got a great squad, and they should be at number 19 in the country right now. They look like a top 10 team, and they're going to make some noise in the NCAA tournament for sure.
All right. Well, Dogs play, they got a couple of home games on the men's side next week. Be great, as we talked with Mark, be great to be back in the friendly confines of Hinkle.
It will, Coach, but I did want to add, too, Sydney James, who is a former Indiana All-Star. She is a center for Butler, a big player, 6'2", good-looking player. She had 16 points to lead the Dogs and was 6 of 8 from the field. So she played well. And had a solid game. But you're right, Coach. It's an opportunity to get back on track here early this week against St. John's. And something to keep in mind for Butler fans, Coach, is that you have not even played Xavier yet. And Xavier looks like one of the better teams in the Big East with John Miller back. And, you know, that's a nice little rivalry always, Xavier and Butler, of course.
Absolutely.
But especially that, you know, Sean Miller is back coaching the Musketeers, and Thad Mata is back coaching the Bulldogs, so it should act as a little bit of a blast from the past on both sides, and you're going to have two matchups here against Xavier in a matter of a month. So that's something to look forward to if you're a Butler fan, for sure.
All right, remind me when you're going to spring training. When's that coming up?
Coach, I'll be at spring training from March 12th through St. Patrick's Day. Going to get to do a couple games and get to see some of the best in Boog Shambi and Pat Hughes do their thing, and get to spend about a week in Arizona catching up with the boys. So I'm excited about that.
we're just thrilled to have you as part of Indiana Sports Talk, to be honest. Man, oh, man. You know, but, you know, we're just – I hope you just are able to say, I remember when I was on Indiana Sports Talk when you're in the big time, because you're certainly on your way.
Well, Coach, being on this show and being a part of this show, that's something I'll never forget for sure. But tell you what, Coach, it's my goal to be able to someday – you know, do a Cubs game at Wrigley and be able to call in to talk to you after. I mean, that is the goal right there, and I look forward to that day that hopefully it can happen.
Outstanding. He is Brendan King on the call of women's basketball today. Big East basketball, Villanova beats the Butler women 78-58. When are you back on Indiana Sports Talk?
I'll see you next weekend, Coach. So we'll get to talk about some regional. Ooh. We'll have some fun. Looking forward to it.
Perfect. Thanks. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Coach. See ya.
Nathaniel Finch joins me talking about UIndy basketball. UIndy 76-70 winners over Quincy today. Nathaniel, thanks for the call.
Hey, Coach. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
This is a good win. It's a good Quincy team, quite frankly. This is called the Hall of Fame game, so a lot of emotion, a lot of things going on, but it's another big win for a Greyhound team that just continues to roll along and play at a very high level.
And you know what, Coach? It means a little bit more than the other wins, because this is a Quincy team that beat the Greyhounds, one of their only two losses on the season, beat them back in November. And, I mean, that was before UIndy got on this big run. They've now won 14 straight, and they're just rolling through teams. I mean, you asked me a couple weeks ago what the NCAA tournament picture looked like, and mm-hmm. I didn't quite know at the time, right. But it looks pretty clear now. UIndy is probably going to be hosting a regional.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's great news. All right, so tell me how they do this. Hey, look, the Quincy coach, Steve Hawkins, an old friend of mine, when I was at IUPUI, we played him, and he's a good guy. He's a great coach. He's done some good things. But having seen the Hounds play, I can see how they're tough enough to win a tough one.
And, you know, it was the third tough game in four of them that the Greyhounds have played. You know, you get to the under four timeout, and they're right there. I think they're only up a point or two, and then they just go on a run. They've done this for three games now where it's a close game. It looks like, you know, maybe this is the one that mm-hmm. UIndy snaps their streak, and then just something that Corsaro says to the boys in the timeout and gets them going. And it's been pretty impressive, just the trust that, you know, he's got in his guys when it's late in the game. You need a bucket, and they just always seem right. to find him. So it's a six-point game, but it went to free throws. It was a lot closer than that, and it was another impressive, just close win for UIndy.
All right, so give me the rundown on who plays well for the Hounds, who has the points.
Well, you know the main guys, Jesse Bingham, 18 points. Yeah, right. It was kind of a quiet 18 because he'd missed 10 shots, but, you know, the ones right. he put in, they were big shots. He got him a good time, led the team in scoring. Kendrick Choa right behind him, 16 points, 8 rebounds. Got a little bit of foul trouble too, which has been an issue the last few games, but still able to put up a nice stat line. Robinson had 11. We saw Darvis Walker off the bench with 10 points. Not a bad little foursome there, putting up some points for UIndy.
When are they back in action?
Well, they play on this upcoming Thursday. It's a trip to Kansas City against Rockhurst, who's the other team Ooh. To beat them. So they get two straight right. revenge games. We'll see if they can exercise both demons like they did for today. So they got a long road trip this weekend, and then they're back in Nickerson Hall one final time, at least until that tournament the week after.
Nathaniel Finch has the call of UIndy's very impressive win at Quincy, 76-70, the final in that one. Nathaniel, great to talk to you. Thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend.
Yes, sir, Coach. I'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. Coming up, scoreboard update. The last one, sadly, the last one with the man himself, Eddie Garrison. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Final scoreboard update on the night, so let's go through all of the college scores. I'm Eddie Garrison. Number 21, Indiana. They knock off the top-ranked team in college basketball in the Purdue Boilermakers, 79-74. Indiana now 16-7. Purdue 22-2. IPUI, they pick up their fourth win of the season and their first in conference play, 68-53 over the Green Bay Phoenix. The Butler Bulldogs, they travel to Marquette to take on the Golden Eagles, and they lost earlier today. 60-52 Butler now 11-13 and 3-10 in Big East action. Notre Dame, they played host to the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, and the Demon Deacons defeat the Fighting Irish by 17, 81-64. Notre Dame now 10-13 and 2-10 in the ACC. The Southern Indiana Screaming Eagles, they fall at home to the Moorhead State Eagles 71-66. USI now 13-12 and 6-6 in the Ohio Valley. The Evansville Purple Aces, they went on the road to the UIC Flames and lost 70-61. Evansville still looking for their first conference win. They're now 4-21. A double overtime thriller. The Valparaiso Beacons and the Drake Bulldogs, but it's the Bulldogs spoiling the night for the Beacons. Valparaiso, who is now 10-15 and 4-10 in conference play. UND, you just heard from Nathaniel Finch, they defeat the Quincy Hawks 76-70. Wabash, they win over Ohio Wesleyan 76-75. And Rolls-Hulman defeats Bluffton 81-55.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. DrivenToSaveLives.org is their website. Eddie Garrison, great job tonight.
Thanks, Coach. It's always a pleasure to work with you. It's been a while, too.
You're kind. It's been a while. It really has. I mean, a lot of basketball going on. Clearly, I mean, this time of year, there's a whole lot going on. Some really, really happy. It's kind of a bittersweet weekend, too. You know, some teams, you get a tournament action, everybody understands, somebody wins, somebody loses, and you know, the other part of it, you know, there sadly a number of young ladies' careers came to an end over this weekend and over this week, and that's hard. You know, I used to teach a sports ethics class at IUPUI. It was a great class. I really enjoyed it. One of the topics we talked about was literally the end of your career. I mean, you're an athlete, you still coach, but as an athlete, once you're in it, when you're out there doing it, you don't think it's ever going to end. You think you're going to play at the highest level, and you're going to continue to play. And then the thing you don't think about is that, you know, it's a family thing. You know, you coach your, you know, your brothers and your dad, you know, everything. You know, when you're in travel ball nowadays, the way the culture is, when you're on a travel team, went through this with my grandson, the whole team, the whole family is invested in that experience. Mm-hmm. You plan your vacations around games, around your schedule, and you do it and you do it and you do it. And then, and you know, like, you know, young ladies and young men right now, AAU basketball, and you're there and you get to that senior year and suddenly your whole team's been in it. It's all you've done. You eat, sleep, and drink basketball or whatever the sport is. And then on that night in the sectional when you get eliminated, the next day it dawns on you, you're done.
Yeah.
You know, because percentage-wise, not a great number of young men and women go on to play in college. And so all of that effort from the time you've been a little kid has been expended, and all that time, energy, money, and all that, the bond of families has been toward that particular sport, and it comes to a screeching halt. And it's hard. I mean, it is really, really hard for people. And I agonize for the moms and the dads and the ladies around our state. It's an extremely exhilarating week. It's also one that has great disappointment.
Yeah, perfectly said, Coach. And I think another thing about this that we should probably also hit on is, like, you make these memories for a lifetime, and
yeah,
you are now in a brotherhood and a sisterhood with these teammates for the rest of your life. So when you have these, you know, these class reunions in 10, 15, 25 plus years, you guys can all come together and you can relive those moments,
right,
of playing basketball together or whatever sport it is. And that's just the beauty about sport, is like when you come back together, you may not talk about it for like 5 to 10 years with these people. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's like riding a bike all over again. That's like one of the biggest things that I took away when my high school career ended in 2017 is I hardly see some of those people. But when we do, we always catch up and we relive some of those
moments.
It's
like you've never been apart.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Some of us, Eddie, have had 50-year class reunions. I don't want to mention any. I don't want to mention any names here. but there are some of us who have seen 50 come and go. As a matter of fact, and I mentioned it. I know people get tired of hearing it, but. You know, I'm a proud Plainfield grad. We won the sectionals in basketball and baseball my sophomore and I won it in baseball my sophomore and junior year, and won it in basketball my sophomore and senior year. When we come back, I'll tell you all about it. I know you're dying to hear about it. Eddie Garrison and I'll come back and talk more on Indiana Sports Talk after this short break. Welcome back, everybody. It's Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Eddie Garrison stays with me, and we talk things. Eddie, you were talking about college basketball. Go back and talk to me about the USI game, homecoming down to USI, packed gym, ghost overtime. We hit a shot from the corner and all that. Walk me through that game.
Yeah, Coach. So USI, they were down three, and they had like 25 seconds left, so I mean they obviously had some times to run an offensive set, but
right
they kept getting denied on the outside. So then next thing you know, Isaiah Swope just has to kind of do a sidestep three from the logo at center court. He misses, the ball gets tapped out in the far side corner, and I don't know who hits the three. I think it's Jack Campion. I think that's his name. He hits a three from the corner, ties it to go into overtime. But unfortunately for USI, they weren't able to pull out the win.
What a night. I'm happy for everybody at USI. Obviously just disappointed they didn't win. But first homecoming, it's fantastic. It's absolutely first homecoming in as Division I team and all that. And it's fantastic. So now, have you gone on and have you caught the call that Rakestraw and I did on the IUPUI game?
Did
you catch it?
Yeah, you've gone viral. I've seen it.
I know, we're viral. No. That's my
all over Twitter.
Right. Hey, listen, I'm sitting there, you know, I'm the analyst, whatever that is. Literally, this dunk comes out of nowhere, right? And so, I mean, he just rises up, going down the lane. You think he's going to, you know, do a little finger roll or something like that. And he just, when he leaves the floor, he just keeps going up, and he goes right at him, okay? There it is. And Greg has the great – I mean, I think as an analyst, I'm supposed to try to stay out of the way on some of those kinds of things and let the thing breathe a little bit, so to speak. But I couldn't help but react. And I was chuckling just in a sense that I couldn't believe what I just saw. You know, I'm like right now going, oh my. Thankfully, I didn't let an expletive hurl. Because anybody who knows me will always ask me, so how is it you're able to get through your radio career without being fined by the SEC? FCC, and I, you know, number one, a dump button. Number two, I kind of watch what I do. But it was a fantastic play. Oh, my goodness. And good for IUPUI getting a little love on social media and on ESPN. That's great.
Yeah, good for them to get up, to pick up the win, too. They've played some good basketball lately.
They have.
You know it's previous years, too.
It's a difficult spot. I mean, you got a Green Bay team that came in and was not playing well either. Eddie, what a great job. Thanks so much. Eddie Garrison, Isaiah Robertson, great job. Thank you so much to our great stations around the state that bring you the show every Friday and Saturday night. Thanks to all of you for these last 29 years making us the most listened to sports talk show in the state's history. It is the history-making, legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports.